Hey, citizen.
This is Phoneboy Speaks, episode 220.
Yay!
And I'm clearly having fun with my soundboard tonight. And I'm talking about the mainstream media. I had a discussion this evening on app.net with a number of people about how pretty much all media is biased, especially the commercial media. And I even include PBS and NPR, which, you know, I think they're probably the least worst of the bunch. But let's face it, they're compromised too, right? I mean, if PBS NewsHour is being underwritten by Monsanto or ADM or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know that if PBS NewsHour does a story on either one of those three things, it's gonna, you know, their major funding is gonna go away, right? And there's been numerous occasions where these kinds of things have happened, and you know the large mainstream news organizations don't even try, right? They just like, okay, we're not, you know, if they do, the people get fired, and in some cases, you get two to the head, which happened with some journalists recently. I mean, of course, it's not portrayed that way in the news, but the circumstances are really sketchy. Obviously I'm a crackpot, and so I have different views about what's going on, and I don't necessarily trust what the mainstream is reporting, and so there's a lot of alternative media sources out there, and of course my the one I listen to the most often is the No Agenda show, and you know, let's face it, even they've got an agenda, even though they say they don't. But they're going to take things apart, which they do, and they do a good job of it, right? They show how things are, how things are laid out and why they're done that way, and why the story is being told and what's not being told, right? And so they definitely have some interesting insights, and they can predict, they've predicted a whole lot of stuff that's happened, over the last several years, and so because it is kind of a game almost, but I don't take too much of it seriously. I really don't. I find what they do amusing, and it at least allows me to look at the mainstream news and not just like completely take the television and throw it in the trash or whatever, because it's I can see what's happening, and it just helps. It helps me to at least understand what's going on and understand why something's bugging me, and anyway, it's. But as I say, I try not to take it too seriously, and somebody made the valid point. He said, even with user supported media like No Agenda, right, they're talking to a specific audience that wants to support that media, and so they're going to cover the kinds of stuff that the people that are funding it want, right? And okay, maybe it's not three big companies, right, or two big companies. It's actually, a thousand or 10,000 or however many thousand listeners that are giving money and supporting. And so, yeah, they're going to pander to those, and that makes total sense, right? They're going to they want to continue to do the podcast, and they want to continue to live, and that's how they want to do it, and that's great, right? But I think it's more honest, right? Because when a big company pulls out of like a PBS program, right, then that pretty much kills the program, because that just makes it not feasible to do. Whereas something like No Agenda, if the risk is spread out over 1,000 donors or 10,000 donors or however many donors that donate to the show, then they're in better shape, right? That they don't have to they don't have to cater to the whims of a single corporation or multiple corporations like has to happen with the mainstream media, which let's face it, it's all funded by advertising, and advertisers rule the roost, and the companies that run these large news organizations also run the roost and have their own issues, right? And so there's things they're not going to cover. because they're gonna cover them a certain way because it serves the interests of their corporate overlords. And so you have to look at everything that comes from the mainstream media, and even to a lesser extent the alternative sources on the internet. You have to look at it with a grain of salt, and maybe you look at multiple sources and you come up with and you try and figure out exactly what happened. I don't think anybody really has really knows the truth or can really tell you the truth. It's all opinion, right? There's lots of people that were there will sometimes give different views about what actually happened. So anyway, you just have to be skeptical of the news. And as I say, I at least by listening to No Agenda, I have a good idea of what is going on, or at least a theory of what's going on. And at least it makes me laugh, and that's just that's better than any news program that I ever see on, on the television or listen to on the radio. And that's, so for me, the value is there. And, obviously, you are, since you're listening to this podcast, you probably have an inkling to listen to things that aren't necessarily mainstream. Or at least in the, at least stuff that comes, directly from the big networks or whatever. So, there's lots of sources out there, and you should definitely look at several of them. Another one I can suggest is CorbettReport.com. They, James Corbett interviews a lot of people and has some interesting views that are of course not necessarily mainstream. But and again, he generally lives on user funding, right, or listener funding. So I think it's that's another example. And even though that, yes, there could be bias in all those media sources, I think you're going to get a better value. And I think you're going to get a more honest product out of one of those, one of the alternative sources. And there's lots of them out there on the internet, and it behooves you to check them out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.